Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. On the phone with us right now is the president of the Minnesota West Community and Technical College, President Terry Galswick. And thanks for joining us, President Galswick.
Well, Paul, good afternoon, and thank you. Thank you for spending some time with us. And please, it's Terry, so thank you.
Okay, Terry. Yeah. Terry, tell us a little bit about, before we talk about the college here, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so Sherry, my wife and I and our daughter are residents of the Worthington community, and we were called back to Southwest Minnesota when the opportunity became available to serve Minnesota West as their president. So I am a kid from Northwest Iowa that grew up in a community about 20 miles south of Worthington, and it's an absolute pleasure and honor to be back to Southwest Minnesota and to serve the Midwest. So we're glad to be back home.
All right. Yeah, you live in Worthington. My brother lives in Worthington, Greg and Barb, too, and I'm sure you know them well, huh?
Yeah, I do know Greg and Barb well. Your brother Greg serves as the President's Advisory Council Chair for a group of industry leaders that we get together twice a year to provide counsel and advice to the college relative to career technical education. So we work together on a very, very frequent basis.
Yeah, Greg's a community-minded guy, isn't he?
He is. He is. He is. You know, he will pull out almost all stops when it comes to not only the Worthington community, but the communities in which the bank that he serves calls home as well. So he's a strong advocate for not only the purpose of a community bank, but also the purpose of career technical education and the focus in regards to bringing prosperity back to Southwest Minnesota and to leverage those resources in doing so. Okay. So we appreciate his leadership.
Yep. Well, tell us a little bit about Minnesota West Community and Technical Colleges in southwestern Minnesota.
So the college itself has locations in five of our communities, and we learning centers in two other communities. The college has been serving Southwest Minnesota for many, many, many years, and you start to trace our roots back. You can go back to when the Pipestone campus was actually an Indian school, back to the early 1900s. So we've gone through many different evolutions and changes in over those years, but our focus and dedication to education has been central in all those years. So currently we have campuses in Canby and Granite Falls, and we have a strong connection in the Redwood Falls community with the local school district, and we go down to Fairmont and we work very closely with the school district there, and over into Jackson we have a campus, Worthington we have a campus, a learning center in Laverne that's primarily Allied Health, and a campus in Pipestone, and then we also work out of the Marshall area in the Merritt Center. So we believe we're easily accessible to anybody within about a 30-minute drive.
There you go. this COVID-19 pandemic has affected everyone, and talk about how the Minnesota West has been focused during this pandemic.
During the pandemic, the college had focused and centered its approaches across three priorities. One, ensuring the safety and well-being of our students, faculty, staff, and the communities that we serve. Two, assuring that our students advance their educational plans and complete the educational semester and graduate. And three, committing to the long-term economic viability of our communities as well as the continuity of our college. And those three priorities drove our approaches over the past 8 weeks, and we were excited to congratulate over 600 students on Friday night who successfully completed the semester. The tenacity and the dedication of those students during this disruption has been absolutely remarkable, and the care and the compassion and dedication of our faculty and staff during the time period was unparalleled. It was absolutely powerful to see and hear from those students who crossed the finish line. So we were excited about that, and we're proud about that. And I will tell you personally, I was humbled by those efforts. So yep. Minnesota West lived into its purpose.
Yeah, people had to adjust quickly. Everybody had to adjust quickly, and everybody worked hard at getting to that finish line, right?
They did. So our faculty and staff our faculty and staff do education via distance extraordinarily well. With 5 campuses and 2 learning sites, we have honed our skills and our methodology to use technologies like online education to add simulations to classes, to do ITVs type of courses, and to use Zoom sessions, which we used primarily during these last 6 to 8 weeks in our career technical classes. And in those Zoom type of sessions, our faculty were still able to provide essential essential types of course content to create a sense of community and make sure that the students were fully engaged. And then at the end of the semester, we received authorization to actually pilot some face-to-face essential training that was necessary to get students done. Mm-hmm. And Minnesota West was selected to do that for our law enforcement program as a pilot, and we were able to then put safety protocols in place and social distancing in place, and we were able to do small groups and also couple that with sanitation types of models to assure the safety and well-being of our students. That pilot then was picked up by the Minnesota Department of Health as well as the Office of Higher Education, and then we received subsequent authorization to finish out some additional programs, including some of our allied health programs, some of our welding programs, some of our precision machining programs, and diesel technology programs. So the college leveraged its capacities and its prowess to actually use distance education and then to supplement that with essential face-to-face critical skills at the end of the semester.
Okay.
And we're proud of that.
Yeah. So you're supporting students and families really well and give them all the information that they're asking for, I would guess, huh?
We do. So part of what we did during this period of time is we expanded our services to our students and their families. And we did a couple different types of approaches. One was to advance our health and wellness programs for our students, including mental health opportunities, so they could reach out and visit with people via distance if they were experiencing some anxieties or they had some concerns. Our advisors reached out to students on a regular basis to check in with them. And then we also created a Blue Jay Emergency Fund. And that fund was used to help offset some of the costs that the students experienced when they had to switch to online education or distance education. And I'm proud to say that those funds are exhausted, which is an indication that the funds were needed by our students. So the support functions of the organization went to a tele-approach coupled with emergency dollars, and we believe that was essential to the well-being of our students to help them get across the finish line. So.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with President Terry Galswick from the Minnesota West Community and Technical College. And Terry, talk about moving forward now in this time of a pandemic.
You know, I think that's the exciting part of where we're at. So our approaches over the past 6 to 8 weeks have, coupled with our prowess in distance education, provides us an opportunity to assure the well-being and safety of our students when they return in the fall semester for career technical education, and also do it in ways that enhance their education. So when we take a look at the fall, we're in the midst of planning that we'll have a number of online courses, which we typically offer. Those courses are being enhanced with simulations, and simulations that we receive from some of our industry partners. We have flexible programs which will blend a little bit of the Zoom technologies and the online technologies and also provide some essential face-to-face types of education. And then we'll still have those small group on-campus courses that will be delivered with personal safety protocols and social distancing expectations. Mm-hmm. We know that the students need to be fully supported in their approaches as we move forward. So we will continue to offer our student support functions via teledistance as well as some face-to-face offerings. And we'll also continue to have some emergency dollars available to students for unanticipated expenses. So we believe that the purpose of the college during this pandemic is squarely aligned with the needs of our students as well as the communities that we serve, and it's a privilege to serve Southwest Minnesota in that capacity.
Okay, real good. Maybe take some time and talk to, we got a lot of people that have lost their jobs, been laid off during this pandemic. Maybe talk to those people. Maybe now it doesn't matter how old you are or what age you are, just career change, that you're there for them.
We so the college itself prides itself on a number of relationships that helps us establish connections with those that are displaced. And when we think about those individuals, I consider them our neighbors, and I consider the purpose of the college squarely lined up with serving our neighbors and our communities. So when we think about displaced workers right now, we know there's over 10,000 individuals in Southwest Minnesota that have been affected in regards to COVID-19 and have lost some employment opportunity in Southwest Minnesota. We stand ready to help them transition into a new career, and we would do so in support of the Southwest Private Industry Council, which would leverage state and federal dollars to help offset some of those costs. And we have some small training programs like in welding, and we have some one semester programs as well as year-long programs and two-year programs. So we stand ready to support our neighbors that have been displaced during this pandemic, and it is a strength of the college.
Right. Okay. Well, I know a couple of friends that just graduated, one from dental, being a dental assistant, and she is very happy to get her diploma and excited to start in the job market. You guys do a great job. How many graduates did you say this year again?
We had over 600 graduates this past spring, and we know that 85% of those individuals will stay, live, work, and raise families in our communities.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you're doing a fantastic job, Terry, and this your whole staff at Minnesota West Community and Technical College. Hats off to you guys for another year. And you got summer sessions going on, I guess, huh?
We do. So our summer sessions are primarily online, which is our standard way of offering courses during the summer months. We have very few career technical programs that actually function in the summer months, short of one. Mm-hmm. We have our Powerline program, which is now up in the Granite Falls area, which plans to do some climbing in the summer months. And it's pretty hard to simulate climbing a pole on a computer. So we will work with those students and with that faculty member and making sure that they have opportunity to climb and be certified in climbing. So
that's right.
We will have a small number of CTE programs running this summer, but students should check us out online. We have a large number, I think over 60 classes available online, and we've been doing online education for over 20 years, so it's a strength.
Yeah, the website, it tells all the programs you have and everything, and costs.
It does.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate that. And, hey, next time you see my brother, tell him he owes you a dinner.
I will. And, Paul, thank you. Thank you for the support of not only your office, but your radio station and connecting the college with our communities. It's powerful. Together, we're strong. So thank you very kindly. I appreciate it.
All right. I really enjoy going over the extravaganza at the Canby campus every year. It's quite a crew over there. It's fun to broadcast live there. So,
you know, they have a lot of fun over there. So, I have to make sure that they know when I'm coming so that they're on their best behavior. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great afternoon.
Yep. That's President Terry Galswick from Minnesota West Community and Technical College.